$199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Today is the 22nd International Walk and Bike to School Day. Cities across the nation and in dozens of other countries will be encouraging kids to use their bicycles or foot power instead of buses and carpools. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is encouraging Kentucky students to participate in tomorrow's observance of Bring Your Bible to School Day. He tweeted a video out yesterday saying the Judeo-Christian principles within the Bible are timeless and provide knowledge, wisdom, and guidance.
Young people from kindergarten all the way through college age will be bringing their Bibles to school. And I would encourage you, please, don't just bring your Bible to school, but read your Bible. Bring it, share it with others.
Johnson & Johnson is settling a multi-million dollar lawsuit with two Ohio counties over its role in the opioid epidemic. The drug maker is going to pay more than $20 million to Cuyahoga and Summit counties. The settlement removes Johnson & Johnson from an upcoming lawsuit later this month against several other opioid-producing companies. And Beyoncé's father is getting the word out about men and breast cancer. Matthew Knowles has been diagnosed with it. The 67-year-old Knowles helped propel his daughter Beyoncé to fame, managing her early career as part of the group Destiny's Child. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Connecticut, where a World War II-era bomber has crashed in a fireball as it tried to land at New England's second busiest airport. Fire and rescue operations continue at this hour. A spokesman for Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont confirming the crash of the B-17 at Bradley International Airport north of Hartford. Airport officials say the plane was associated with the Collings Foundation, an educational group that was bringing its Wings of Freedom vintage aircraft display to Bradley this week. Other breaking news involving Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders hospitalized after heart surgery. Campaign officials say the 78-year-old Sanders experienced chest discomfort while in Las Vegas. Doctors found a blockage in an artery and inserted a couple of stents. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today acknowledging for the first time that he was in on President Trump's controversial telephone call with the President of Ukraine in July. The call that's now at the center of the House impeachment inquiry into Trump.
I was on the phone call. The phone call was in the context of now, I guess I've been the Secretary of State for coming on a year and a half. I know precisely what the American policy is with respect to Ukraine.
Pompeo speaking during a news conference in Rome beside the Italian foreign minister. Stocks have plummeted on Wall Street because of some poor job numbers and an ADP private payrolls report and weak manufacturing numbers contributing to major declines. Just before the hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 500 points.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am late. Why am I late? First of all, I went to go move a plant off the back table on my deck because it's a hot day and it was looking a little wilty, so I wanted to put it in the shade. And I noticed, 150 or more stink bugs on the back of my house. So I needed to, get rid of them. And it was a fun experience, stink bugs flying around, being pelleted by acorn missiles and falling leaves. But I am here. I have weathered the storm, as it were. I hopefully did not invite more stink bugs. Maybe did. We'll see later. Anyway, That is why I am late. The invasion of the stink bug. So, back to counselor's chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor here in New Jersey. Now, the topic today is self-promotion, and I am going to talk a little bit about myself and promote what I do, but I'm going to talk about it also in a little bit broader sense. I do have a private practice here in Flemington, right on Main Street. And it's sort of a good matchup in that yesterday, which was October 1st, I celebrated 19 years in private practice. So to have October is National Self-Promotion Month, I actually kind of thought that those two things worked really well together. And so that is part of, again, why I'm doing this show. So celebrating 19 years in private practice, self-promotion, National Self-Promotion Month. So I have been in the field of counseling for approximately 35 years, maybe even longer. Anyway, which is fine. I don't need to be necessarily exact. I never really thought of being a counselor. I had really not quite a good idea of what I wanted to do as a career. I had been married, and my marriage ended, and I was in California. I came back to New Jersey, where my family's all located. And I went to go volunteer at a youth shelter in Somerset County, the Somerset County Home for Temporarily Displaced Children, the official name of it. And I went there to go volunteer, and they actually hired me. I think they hired me as a counselor, kind of babysitter kind of thing, because I already had a college degree, which I'll talk about in a little bit. So they hired me as a counselor. It was, I don't remember if it was part-time or full-time, and then they had an opening for administrative assistant to the executive director there, and I applied for that, and I got that. And I worked there maybe a total of 2 years, maybe, about that, 2.5 years. And then I got a job at the Good News Home for Women. Now, the Good News Home for Women had not yet been open. It is a program here in Hunterdon County in Flemington. It is a full 12-month or one-year program for women recovering from drug and alcohol addiction, and it is a Christian-based program. And they hired me to, and I thought I had applied for a job as being sort of, I don't want to say housekeeper, like my job wasn't, like house manager, I think that was a job, where I was going to facilitate the chores and organize cooking and grocery shopping and actually provide some education to the residents in terms of just daily living activities. And when I was interviewed, the executive director and founder thought that she really wanted me to be the chief operating officer, which was really, I'm going to say, sort of God's plan, because I was really floored at that idea. And she wanted me, because I had, again, I had a college degree, she wanted me to supervise counselors, incoming counselors, when they started to hire counselors. She wanted me to write the personnel policy manual. She wanted me to do grant writing. And she wanted me to sit in on the board and take minutes and write the I'm going to call it the constitution for the program. It was a private nonprofit. And so I learned about Robert's Rules of Order, and I learned about how to do grant writing, and I had to, like I said, supervise counselors. And I thought, I really don't know much about supervising counselors. So I thought maybe I should go get my master's in counseling. So I applied to, then it was Trenton State. Now it's the College of New Jersey, and they accepted me. And I started to take some courses, and then the job at the Good News Home ended for me, and I moved on to something called the New Jersey Association, Retailers Association. And I did things like, again, promote retail and do brochures in their monthly newsletter and try and get retailers into the association. So that was something that I did there. And I got a phone call from Trenton State that said, "Where are you?" And I said, "Well, I seem to no longer be in the field of counseling." And they said, and I said, "Plus, I really can't afford to go and pay for a master's degree." They said, "Hogwash, you're coming, and you're going to be, we're going to sign you up for a graduate assistantship," which at the time meant that I was now going to be a producer on a TV show called Quest. So some of this stuff kind of, you know, comes natural to me. And not only did I produce the show, I also ran the cameras at times, and it was a lot of fun. It was something where I worked 16 hours a week at that. So I could not work 16 hours a week, go to school full-time, and have a full-time job. So I ended up with many different part-time jobs, including cleaning the church, house cleaning, doing yard work for people, weird little jobs for a lawyer, where it was like counting cars coming in and out for parking lot. I worked for the New Jersey Bar Association doing questionnaires to lawyers to gain information for the bar. So it's like I really did quite a number of really odd jobs to help pay for my life expenses, where the college, Trenton State, did pay for my education. In that process, I had to do an internship, and I did the internship at a place called Crawford House. And Crawford House is a halfway house for women recovering from drug and alcohol addiction, and it's a 6 month to 18 month program. So they had a three-quarter house. And the executive director really liked me, and she said, "When you graduate, I want to hire you," and she did, as program director. So I became the program director of Crawford House. I worked at Crawford House for about 11 years. 9 years I worked as the program director, and then 2 years later, at the very end, I was the executive director. Now, as an executive director, you do the fundraising and working with the board and grant writing and all of the administrative stuff, and really very little work doing counseling and working directly with the clients there, which is really where my heart lies. And so 19 years ago, I opened up my practice, and it has been going ever since. So that is sort of my story. About 10 or 11 years ago, I joined the Chamber of Commerce, and about 9 years ago started Counselor's Chat. So that is sort of where I'm at. I need to have a commercial break because I started late, so I need to get my commercials in. I am Ruth Altamira Roll. I am talking to you about self-promoting, giving you a little bit about my story, and I am going to talk a little bit more about self-promoting and to promote myself, and also talk about it in a broader sense in terms of a mental health sort of umbrella overview of it. So anyway, I will be back in just a few moments after these few commercial breaks.
folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor, master's in counseling, and nationally certified as a counselor. And today I'm talking about self-promotion, so I am going to be doing a little bit of promoting myself. So I do have a little commercial, little jingle, which you may hear periodically throughout the day. I do play it here sort of as my little introductory. And it says that you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. I am actually now altarolecounselor.com. So it is www.altarole, that's two L's, counselor, O-R.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me in several ways on Facebook. I am under Counselor's Chat to promote my show. I'm under Ruth Altamira-Roll Counselor, and I'm under Ruth Altamira-Roll MANCCLPC, all on Facebook. And I promote good mental health. That is what I do. Last week, oh gosh, it seems like it's so far away. The topic was, it was a National Psychotherapy Day. And so I talked about the importance of psychotherapy. And that is what I do as a counselor. And that for me, I have been in therapy for years, on and off. It's been actually quite a while that I've, maybe about 5 years ago, I was in some therapy. But it is something that I've done throughout my life, mainly because I was a mess as a kid. And by the time I was 16, I had shared this with them, promoting myself. The time I was 16, I was suicidal. In college, I went to counselor. High school, I went to counselor. I'm not going to go into too many details about it. After college, I went to counseling. During my first marriage, I went to marriage counseling all by myself. Returned home and did some more in-depth counseling about the end of my marriage. And then after that, I started graduate school and I took this course called Alcoholism, the Individual in Society. And I had to do a a presentation like every other student has to do at some point. And it was on adult children of alcoholics. And as I started to do my research, I discovered that I fit all the categories. Now, growing up, I can't say that my mother was an alcoholic. But in her later years, she definitely showed signs of alcoholism. And she's never gotten into any kind of recovery. She's never gone to rehab. My mom has been a very functional alcoholic. She's currently in assisted living and very little access to alcohol, which is fine. However, the consequences of the ism, growing up with the ism, as we would say, on me did leave me with just about every characteristic that you can find. Struggling with intimate relationships, guessing at what normal is, having problems following a project through from beginning to end, being either overly responsible or under-responsible. It was sort of every time I would read that list, it was like, that's me, that's me, that's me. And that got me into more counseling. In addition to that, I went to Al-Anon meetings because my first husband was also an alcoholic. And I went to adult children alcoholics meetings. One of the things that was interesting about me, and I discovered it's not something uncommon, is that not only did I marry an alcoholic, I dated alcoholics, I dated a heroin addict, a cocaine addict. I just had like this broken picker that found people who were addicts. And I needed to figure out what it was about me that was doing that. And so that was part of the process of my therapy and learning how to make different choices and take better care of myself and go from someone who hated herself, used to scream at myself, beat myself, pinch myself black and blue, pull my hair out. I mean, it was really awful. To someone who I have good self-esteem, I can get on the radio and promote myself. That is huge. I wanted to have a private practice, and I said, who'd want to come and see me? I needed to get myself out of the way and build my self-esteem. You don't come to my practice to see me. You come to my practice for the services I offer. That is a completely different thing. And so I was able to separate a lot of things like that, which have really helped me. And that's part of what therapy has done for me. It has built my self-esteem. It has helped me get on the radio, promote myself. It has been able to help me promote my practice. I am able to set good boundaries. I am able to set good limits. I am able to be genuine with who I am, be honest with who I am. So now here's that little bit of a broader spectrum of mental health. Well, I can't say those things. I don't want to brag. If you are being open and honest about who you are, if you are good at something, you are good at something. Am I saying I'm good at something to put someone else down or to make myself feel better than other people? That's not healthy. What I'm doing is I'm just being honest. You know, if I made, and I used this example yesterday, if I made dinner and dinner tastes good, I don't need someone to say to me, oh, dinner was really good. Because I can taste the dinner was really good. I can see that, you know, I've decorated a room in a nice way. Or, you know, there's things that I love to do, like gardening. And I'm pretty good at it. I can say that I have been gifted with many talents. That's not to say other people are not gifted with many talents. Or some people don't have as many talents. Or some people's talents are way better than mine. That's all okay. It's about we're all part of the same picture. It's not that one is better than the other. So that part of promoting myself is I need to know what I'm good at. Am I good at everything? No, I'm not. There are many things that I'm not good at. Are there things that I do that maybe sometimes make my husband a little crazy? Yes, there are. There's times he says, you make me crazy when you do that. I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. Let me stop. So, you know, there are things. We're just not perfect people. And I am not a perfect people. However, to be able to promote myself, and this is for anyone, we have to promote ourselves when we go on a job interview. I need to let someone know that I am comfortable with who I am. I know what I can do. I know my limits and I know my boundaries. I'm willing to learn. I'm flexible. I'm capable. I am teachable. Okay? All of those things are important to be able to say when you go on a job interview so that it is promoting yourself. Got to promote myself when I'm a job interview. If I'm going to start my own business, I need to learn how to market myself. As we say, brand your. I need to know what your brand is so that you can do that. I'm going to go on a date. I'm going to promote myself. I'm going to meet my possible in-laws for the first time. Promote myself. I need to be able to, I'm thinking of maybe I'm going to go volunteer somewhere. And I need to go promote myself. I'm going to start a club. I'm going to promote maybe a book club. I'm going to promote myself. Maybe I'm going to write a book. I'm going to promote myself. So knowing how to promote yourself doesn't mean that I am going to sit there and go, I am better than. It means I recognize the gifts I have and I can say, these are my abilities. I suck at this mechanics, technology. I am just not good at it. There's things that I know I know enough of to get me to what I need to get done. But there's so much I don't know. And there's things that I probably do where somebody says, well, if you just go over here and hit that button, it takes care of it all. And instead of my doing this to get the same thing done because I don't know. I figured out. I found a shortcut. I don't know. But that's just not my, you know, my thing. I'm a counselor. My spelling is terrible. I don't beat myself up for these things. I tend to be late all the time. I have been late my whole life. I was born 3 weeks late. My mother was a preemie, and throughout our lives, that was a huge clash. She was always, like, early, and I was always a little late, which is just kind of funny. And so those are just, you know, like I said, I am not a perfect person. I can have outbreaks of temper when things are not going as smoothly as I think they should. Such as getting on the phone and talking to someone about a bill or, you know, trying to figure something out. Usually it's on the phone my computer crashes or my computer updates and everything goes away. I get really frustrated with that. So, again, I'm not a perfect person. However, I know what it's like to feel pain. I have a lot of empathy for people. I can understand where people are coming from as a consequence to my own pain that I have had. I know that grieving is something that we can go through, that we can't get over it, we can't get under it, that we can think about, you know, changing our negative self-talk to positive self-talk. And I'm just looking at the clock. I need one more commercial break, and I'm going to come back and continue to talk about this to the end of the show. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Honorton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Honorton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Honorton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Eltham, your role, your host for today's program. And today's program is about self-promoting. Self-promoting is a really important skill. And I think that's an important thing for me to say about it. It is an important skill. I need to have that skill if I am going on a job interview, if I have a project at work that I need to promote, a product that I need to sell. A promotion that I would like to get, a relationship I'd like to get into, an activity that I would like to volunteer at, getting into a date, meeting in-laws, making friends, you name it. I need to be able to promote myself. And you need to be able to promote yourself. And when our self-esteem gets in the way, I can't make good eye contact, I can't speak up. I don't know how to be assertive. A couple of weeks ago, I did a show on that. Being able to promote yourself is key to success. So one of the things that I knew when I started my practice, I needed to come up with a couple of words to describe myself. So I am holistic, soulful, meaningful. Okay, those are the three words I picked. So holistic, soulful, meaningful counseling. So that I'm hoping that describes a little bit about what I do. When I talk to my clients, there are five areas that I say from the beginning. We're going to touch on them, maybe not focus on all of them, but we're definitely going to touch on them. You know, your cognitive life, so those cognitive behavioral belief systems, how you take care of yourself, your emotional life, your relationships, and your spiritual life. All of those things are about you, the whole person, and you bring that into the therapy session, and we look at areas where those things are either so inaccessible to you that then we need to bring them forward, squashed, depressed, and learn new skills. Again, self-promoting. If you were to say to me 20 years ago that I would be doing this, I would say that would never be me. In college, my undergraduate degree is in history religion, which is part of why I think I got the job at the Good News Home and some other things. And believe me, that undergraduate degree has really, really helped me as a counselor. But I don't even know where I was going with that. But getting that degree, not knowing what I was going to do, I had awful self-esteem. Awful. And if you would have told me then that I would be doing this now, I would say you're talking about somebody else. That you were not talking about me. And I love the person that I've become. Again, perfect, I'm not. But there are so many things that I just enjoy being in my own skin. at one point in my life, I would drive home from work and I would literally just go, oh, I wish I could just get out of myself. I can't stand myself. I don't do that anymore. I don't beat myself up anymore. I can get on the radio and promote good mental health. I can get on the radio and say that I know that good mental health is achievable because I went from a suicidal teenager and even through a lot of my adult life. I had a tree on my way to work. That would be my, that was my dead, you know, to die. All I had to do was go straight and hit that tree. Or I'd say, you know, all I had to do is turn my wheel and get a, let a truck hit me face on. Or I would drive around like a crazy person and sit on railroad tracks and go, well, I've been sitting here 20 minutes, no train today. I guess this is not it. I couldn't imagine doing that anymore. That is such a wounded me. I am not there. So I am promoting good mental health. I am promoting counseling. You do not need to suffer with anxiety and depression. You do not need to suffer with addiction, poor relationships, poor self-esteem, lack of hope and lack of purpose. I know for me, from where I was to where I am today, that the thing that has helped me the most is counseling. And so I am here to promote good counseling, good mental health. If you are struggling, if you are in pain, if you hate yourself, if you can't imagine yourself doing great things, by all means, seek out counseling. A licensed professional counselor, we are nationally certified, licensed by the state of New Jersey. We have to maintain a certain number of extra credits for education every year, ethics, counseling, different cultures, an hour of opiate training every year. We need to be proficient in 9 areas of counseling. Find out, make phone calls, get in touch with a counselor, call me. I don't keep a waiting list. I am promoting myself. You can reach me at 908-237-2899. 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. I would love to hear from you. You do not need to struggle. You do not need to suffer. You can get help. I know. I've been on the couch. I know how painful it can be. I also know that recovery is possible. So, I'm at the end of my show. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I will be back next week, and I wish you all good mental health. And go out and promote yourself.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A whistleblower complaint that has become public alleges that President Trump asked the Ukrainian government to interfere in the 2020 election by investigating former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, who was a board member of a Ukrainian energy company. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff of California speaks about the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo admitting to being on a phone call with Ukraine.
We are deeply concerned about Secretary Pompeo's effort now to potentially interfere with witnesses whose testimony is needed before our committee.
Secretary of State Pompeo's response?
As for was I on the phone call, I was on the phone call. And we won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable. And it's not something that I'm going to permit to happen.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
The September private payrolls report is out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report released this morning shows the U.S. economy adding approximately 135,000 jobs last month.